This one's very important. There's a handful of guys that I think are competing for a smaller handful of spots, and it's going to be important to see how they, you know, how they finish up in this fourth preseason game. They're going to probably get more playing time in this game than they will have had in any of the other games.
And getting down to that final 53, do you envision those final 22 cuts are going to be the toughest you've had?
They're going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. On a personal level, very, very difficult because these guys have worked their tails off for us since they've been here. And then again, just in the realm of the decision-making process, there's some guys that have very good skill sets, and we've got to figure out what is going to be the best combination for the 53 guys that we want to put on our roster.
It's a big evaluation this week. Is there ever a moment, though, when you kind of are anxious to look ahead to the big game in week one at New Orleans as you're going through this week?
Well, we've been preparing all through the offseason at different times. Our guys have had an opportunity to see some tape. The coaches have been working on it. So it's something that the first four games we emphasize in the preseason, because we're not going to have as much film. We'll look at last year's film. So we've been doing our due diligence all through training camp, not only with our first game, but really with our first four.
During the regular season, I know, you know, you watch the film and you make corrections. Is that something you do during the preseason too? Is that a normal part of
Yes, it is, and probably more so. We have to have more meeting time simply because you've got guys that aren't as familiar with your system, John, and usually there's more corrections in the preseason than there are in the regular season. It's just a function of having that many guys and not having as many guys that are as familiar with your system. But we go through that same process. So it's a long, tedious. We grade every snap of every practice. We give a written synopsis to each one of our players after every practice. So they'll not only hear it verbally, but they can read through the corrections that were being made while the film was being played.
Health is a big deal. You've talked about that throughout this preseason. Are you happy with how you've so far come out on in that front?
Yeah, obviously disappointed that we lost Mike Johnson for the season and Tommy Gallarda. Those two guys have played for us in the past, and we were counting on him. That's part of the off season, but I think that we've come out pretty well. I don't believe that we're going to be looking at a whole bunch of guys not ready to go week one. And I know there's some teams across the league that are probably in a little different situation. So I think our athletic performance group and training staff has done a nice job. I think the coaches have done a good job in monitoring the workload of our players. And I think we've accomplished it. We've got to just get through this game on Thursday night.